Rogers increased his average a couple of points with that hit to 308. Very stable shortstop. One of the, we think, underestimated boys on the club. Stretch. Pitch to Detter. Inside, almost took his pants off. Two balls and no strikes. It was a zipper there, folks. Right through. A fastball by Carlton. Valley, a single and at second base on a sacrifice as Gurup sends him down. Stretch by Carlton and the look at Valley. Delivers. Swung on a line shot, but right at the right fielder. It's in there. Bloop's in there. Almost overran it. Valley is held up at third base by Jocko Smitherin. And Detter has his second hit of the ball game. It was right at the right fielder, but this darn angle from up here looked as though it was a line drive right at him, which he could take. And we watched Valley take off with speed from second base, and we couldn't believe it. But it dropped in a bloop single to right field. Valley is at third base, Detter at first. Hit number four off of Carlton, the ninth hit for the Devils. And in steps Ralph Dick, who has one hit in two trips and was the other Devil to sacrifice. 347 on the season, Nordy Jensen tells us. He is our silent mathematician. Pitched by Carlton. Swung on by Dick. Foul back to the screen for strike one. Well, Rogers had to dance out of the way of a fastball, then stepped right into one and blooped it into right field. Devils leading the ball game 5-3. Detter is at first and Valley at third with one down. Ralph Dick in the batter's box with a one-strike count. Carlton, the left-hander, checks the runner. The runner moving, swung on, protect the runner. No throw. And Roger Detter has his fifth stolen base, which ties the College World Series record. Roger Detter has tied the College World Series record in stolen bases. Two doubles on a second and third. Two-strike count to Dick. Carlton ready. Delivers. Swung on a grounder to left side. Fielded by the shortstop. The long throw is in time. Dick is out number two. The runners do not advance.
That stolen base was Detter's 22nd.
That was
number three.
Roger's 24th seasonal stolen base. But five in this World Series. That's a dandy at 19 coming in. We'll have Doug Gerlach check those statistics. John Dolancic steps in. 2-for-3. Would like a hit right here for a couple of RBIs. Pitched by Carlton as a curveball. John backed out of there, but it caught the inside corner. Called strike one. John has had a good series and would like to continue it right here. The Devils gave up three runs in the fifth. Pitch by Carlton. Swung on a slow curve, and he was way out in front. Strike two. There are only two seniors on the total ball club, and 12 of these Tulsa youngsters are right from that city. Carlton says no to the first sign from Johnny Clark. Ready. 0-2. Fastball, check swing, ball. As Clark thought he had it, dropped the ball, picked it up, and tagged Johnny. But to no avail. It's a ball and two strikes. Detter is the runner at second base, and Rick Valley the runner at third, with two down for the Devils batting in the sixth inning. They lead it 5-3. Dolancic waits the one ball, two strike pitch. Coming. Fastball in the dirt, nicely stopped by John Clark, ball two. Paul Ray Powell in the on deck circle, hoping that John can do something to give him a chance up there. Carlton into the windup. Left-hander delivers. 2-2. Change a line shot into center field. A base hit. Valley will score easily. Coming around third base is Detter. He'll score. The throw coming into the plate and going down to second base is the runner, John Dolancic. And the ball got away from the catcher. He's going for third, and he stands in at third. All the way, two runs batted in. A double and an error on the throw, I believe. Dolancic gets his second hit of the evening, driving in Valley from third and Roger Detter from second base. The fifth hit given up by Carlton and the second run. The Devils have amassed 10 hits. We'll double check. Nordy, did you see whether they gave him a double or one on that particular? There's an error on the fielder, the center fielder, which allowed Dolancic to go to third. So we'll give him a double and an error. And two runs scored, and the Devils leading the ball game by the score of 7-3. And that is going to be all for Pat Cump. Jim Blackburn is going to come in. Blackburn is a 5'9 senior from Dallas, 21 years old. Let's see just exactly what he's in. Eight games, worked in 33 and a third innings, has struck out 17, walked 5, and has given up 26 hits, 12 runs, 8 of which were earned. He's walked 16 and struck out 17. And he's 1-5 and lost 9, his ERA 2.16. He is a shorty. The third pitcher. And I'm writing his name here, Jim Blackburn. So Carlton worked two and... Let's see, they have two outs. So he worked three and a third innings. Has given up 2 runs on 5 hits. Walked nobody and struck out nobody. And leaves the mound in favor of Jim Blackburn. So the Devils have scored 2 here in the 6th. Have a runner at third base in John Dulinczek, and the batter is Paul Ray Powell, who would like very much to increase his RBI. 7-3, the Devils lead it. Jim Blackburn, a right-hander, on the mound, ready to go. Delivers the first pitch to Paul Ray. A let-up curve is way high for ball one. Roger Dedder, 2-for-3. John Dulinczek, 3-for-4. Billy Joe Cotton, 1-for-2. Osborne, 1-for-3. And Paul Ray Powell is 0-for-2. But he was robbed in the fourth when they... There's a line shot into deep left field. That ball, baby, out of here. A home run for Paul Ray Powell. Done something everybody's been waiting for him to do, and there's Billy Joe Cotton with a line drive to left to field, one hopper to Whitaker. Billy Joe Cotton will hold up at first base with a single. That's the second hit off Blackburn. The Devils have amassed 12, lead it by the score of 9-3. And Jeff Osborne would like a little piece of the action. He steps in. Billy Joe, or Paul Ray Powell, over the left center field fence, 370 feet away. Blackburn stretches, peaks. The runner, Cotton, moving, foul back. Vince Schauber warming up in the bullpen for the Tulsa Hurricanes. 9-3, Devils batting in the 6th inning. There are 2 down, and this action coming with 2 down. Billy Joe Cotton, the runner at first base, and Jeff Osborne, the batter, with a 1-strike count. Pitch swung out and missed, or swung out and foul back. Just got a piece of it as it goes back to the screen. And Jim Blackburn, the ball boy, caught the ball as it rolled down the screen. Everybody gets a little piece of the applause action. So Blackburn is quickly ahead of Osborne. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Curveball is high, ball one. Very quickly, Valley singles. Hanson or Gura advanced him to second on the sacrifice. Dedder singles. Dick grounded out. Dolanczek doubled. Paul Ray Paula home run, and Cotton a single. Devils lead at 9-3 with 2 down, and Cotton the runner at first base. Pitch to Osborne, takes inside for a ball. The count is even, 2-2. Johnny Claude, the Tulsa catcher, thought he had it. Powell saved that home run cloud until his dad got here to watch him play. And he put it right over the left field fence, 370 feet away, scoring Dolanczek in front of him. A line shot, base hit into right field by Jeff Osborne. There's Cotton holding up a second as the throw comes back into the infield. And Jeff Osborne has his second hit of the evening. Hit number 3 from Mr. Blackburn, who has been greeted rather severely here in the 6th inning. That was the 8th Devil to bat. Lenny Randle will be the 9th Devil to come up in this game. Johnny Clark has gone out to the mound to briefly say something to Jimmy Blackburn. And I'm sure it must be something like, don't throw it. Because everybody started out with a home run. 2 down. Cotton at second. Osborne at first. Stretch. Look at Randall. Pitch. High for a ball. Doug Gerlach, we had some information on that play with Paul Ray.
Yes, Paul Ray has just broken Bando's record, and I might add that all the ASU runs this inning have been scored with two out, so the Devils quite productive at the bat this inning.
Another record for Paul Ray. There's a call strike, so the count is even, one apiece, a ball and one strike to Lenny Randle. Billy Joe Cotton is at second base, and Jeff Osborne at first. Devils lead at 9-3. Stretch by Blackburn. The pitch to Randle, swung on and fouled back to the screen. The ball boy gets another. He got a boo. It was a grounder. The crowd does not like for the ball to bounce on the ground first. He gets two more, he gets fed to the Lions. 9-3. Lenny Randle would like to get some RBI action. He's got two ducks aboard. Shakes inside and does a big back knee bend there. Ball two, 2-2. Devils scored three in the first inning, two in the third, and have picked up four here in the sixth. Still have two ducks on the pond, and Lenny Randle with a 2-2 count. Jim Blackburn, the third Tulsa pitcher, delivers. Randle takes low and away for ball three. Well, you got to be running on this one with a hit and run, and Cotton leading, he could score on just a little blooper. He's got good speed. Dressed up in his pig pen outfit out there on second base, he is dirt from shoulders to knees, but is he happy? 3-2 pitch. Jim Blackburn with the stretch and the peek at Cotton. Runners moving. Swung on a line shot down the left field line. Foul by 2 feet. Whee! Billy Joe Cotton was almost home by the time they retrieved any portion of that ball. Had the good move. But it's a long strike. The count is the same. 3-2. They're two down. And again, the runners will be moving with the pitch. Devils picking up four runs and a terrific sixth. Three singles, a double, four singles, a double, and a home run thus far in the inning. And Larry Gura, we might add, has relieved Kenny Hansen and stands in good stead to win this game. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Checked outside, ball four. That's the first walk given up by Blackburn. Butcher gave up three. Carlton didn't give up any. And I believe we're going to have another pitcher. Gene Schell, the Tulsa coach, coming out to the mound. Blackburn has been hit badly. And we'll see, just double check here now. He has pitched only plus innings because he has not got anybody out at all. Schauber has an 8.
7, Seattle Breeze.
You got the decimal in the right place?
First game.
I have to stop there. The new pitcher is Vince Schauber, S-H-A-W-V-E-R, and Nordy handed me his earned run average, which is 135.0. And I had to make sure that the ERA was correct. In one-third of an inning, he gave up six runs, five of which were earned. So I guess that's how you compute it. He has an ERA of 1.35, and I am sure that Gene Schell puts him in this game with some reluctance. The Devils are hitting everybody, so the one thing that Bobby Winkles had hoped would happen sometime, that the Devils would explode, and they have done it. They have picked up 13 hits thus far in this ball game. They lead in the ball game by the score of 9-3. Schauber has not even started his warm-up pitches. Let's see if we can check some of Paul Ray's records, since we indeed have mentioned now that he has established quite a few new ones. He has now tied with Sal Bando for the... Broke it. He came home again. That's right. He's broken the most runs scored. Has 71. Let's put that down so we... he has set a most hits record. The old record was 75 by Ron Davini in 1967. And he is, I think, in the neighborhood of 85 now. Most RBIs, the old record set in 65 by Louis Lagunas. Before the tournament, Paul Ray had 69, so he broke that record. He broke the old doubles record set by Jan Kleiman and Ron Davini in 65 and 67 at 16 each. He had 19 coming into the series. The team record's broken. Most hits in a season The most stolen bases in a season, 108. This year, before the tournament started, the old record, 94 in 64. And Larry Gura has tied Gary Gentry's 67 record of most wins with 17, has a chance tonight to break that here in relief with an 18th win, and he is currently ahead of Gary Gentry's record ERA of 1.14, as Larry's record coming ERA coming into the night, I believe, is 1.04. Is that correct? Doug Gerlach says yes. And the most team wins, 54 in 1967. Coming into tonight's game, ASU had 53. So if they win this one, they tie that record. Well, Mr. Schauber is ready to work now. And the first man to face him was the guy who started this whole thing, Rick Vallee, who singled to left. First pitch to him is inside for a ball. Schauber is a right-hander. And is the fourth Tulsa pitcher being used tonight. Pitch. Swung a lot. Fly ball to deep right field. Bob Murphy going back on the warning track. Has it for up number three. Vallee sends a long fly ball to deep right field, and Bob Murphy has to scurry. So Vallee retires the side in the sixth, but not before the Devils score four runs on 6 hits. There was one error of field by the Tulsa Hurricanes, and two men left. And the score at the end of 5 1/2 innings of play. The Sun Devils of Arizona State, 9. The Hurricanes of Tulsa, 3. Bill Honeycutt will lead it off for the Tulsa, I almost said Oilers, for the Tulsa Hurricanes here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch by Gura, misses outside for a ball. Larry Gura in relief of starter Kenny Hansen. Hansen works 4 1/3 innings. Here's the pitch by the left-hander. Check swing, but it's called strike anyway. 1-1. Doug, we talked about Powell breaking a doubles record. You have some more information on
that. Yes, PR's got 19 doubles, which is a new record, but John Dolinsek has 2 tonight, and I believe that's about 3 in the last 2 games for him, giving him 17 on the year. And he could very easily, if he keeps this up, get his name in the record book, too, and maybe even surpass PR.
John has had an excellent series. The pitch by Gura was a strike. There's the next pitch. Swung on and missed for strike 3. Strikeout number 2 for Gura. 7 Hurricanes have gone down via the strikeout route. Out number 1 in the 6th. And Johnny Clark, the catcher, hitless in 2 trips. Himself a strikeout victim in the 4th inning.
Attention, please.
A pinch hitter now.
Jim Silvey.
Number 7, Jim Silvey. S-I-L-V-E-Y is coming in to pinch hit for Johnny Clark, the catcher. Silvey is hitting 600. He, however, has had only 10 at-bats, has scored a run and picked up 6 hits, struck out twice, and has 2 RBI. Schauber's ERA from that past inning decreased to 68.2. That's an interesting statistic. One I'm sure Mr. Schauber doesn't really care too much about. First pitch to Silvey is a strike. Next pitch by Gurry inside for a ball, a fastball. The Devils have made no defensive changes with the exception of Gura, who came in relief of Hansen in the 5th inning. Gura, the left-hander, ready. Delivers. Beautiful curveball. Silvey watches it all the way. A ball and 2 strikes. 9-3. Devils 3 in the first, 2 in the third, and 4 in the sixth. Hurricanes only 3 in the fifth. Yes, Doug.
Yes, they got another ruling as Silvey strikes out on Gura's curveball. They got another ruling on...
that's a ruling?
They got another ruling on Hansen's sensational play with a glove. The umpire said that the runner would have been out, except that he beat the throw. So now that's back to a base hit. And they're taking away the error because the runner beat the throw.
That's the official ruling. All right. That would be 5 hits given up by Hansen then. And there are 2 outs because the pinch hitter Silvey did strike out. 3 strikeouts for Gura. And the batter now is the pitcher Schauber. Strike. Swung on and missed. Count is even at 1 apiece. A ball and 1 strike. Well, that's got to be the most, next to the Texas play, the most controversial. There's a swing and a foul hit back to the right side bleacher seat. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. It's got to be the most controversial play, other than the Texas play, of the whole Cotton Chicken Tournament. It was a funny thing to see. two outs, a ball and a strike on Schauber. Gura ready. Fire swung and a miss. He strikes out the side. Strikeout number four for the Hurricanes in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of six complete innings of play, the Devils 9, the Hurricanes 3. This action, Ozark Country Fried Chicken from the people at 7-Up, from Cavalier Homes, and Western States Tire Sales. Curry gets a nice hand. We mentioned yesterday, I believe, that the Schaefer and Smith people of the insurance company, who also help bring a portion of these broadcasts back home to you, had taken the team out to dinner on Sunday. There's the first pitch by Schauber to Gura, low for a ball. Also, the people at Western States helped put that bill. So thank you to them, because it was certainly an enjoyable day for the kids. Sylvie went in and will play right field. Swung and a miss by Gura. One ball and one strike. And Bob Murphy has moved in to catch. So it is Johnny Clark who comes out of the game. Bob Murphy is currently the catcher, and Sylvie is the right fielder. Pitch by Schauber. Swung and a miss by Gura. Strike two. Larry had a good cut. 9-3. The Devils lead by six. And are batting in the top of the seventh inning. Schauber, the fourth Tulsa pitcher of the evening. Right-hander rocks and delivers 1-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. That's the first strikeout by Schauber and the fifth Devil to strike out. Roger Detter, 2-for-3 and a walk. Tied a College World Series record with 5 stolen bases. Steady Roger. Schauber delivers, swung on a grounder to the left side. Honeycutt over behind second to throw in time. And Roger is not on base for the first time in this game. Walked in the first, was safe on an error in the second, and then proceeded to get singles in the fourth and in the sixth. 6-3 for two down, and Ralph Dick is single in three trips to batting. Scored one of the 9 runs. Schauber looking down at Bob Murphy for the sign. Right-hander ready. First pitch to Dick is called strike outside corner. John Dulinsek on deck. 3-for-4. 2 doubles and an infield single. 2 down, nobody aboard for the Devils, and Ralph Dick to batter. Schauber ready with the one strike pitch. Here it comes. Check swing low outside on a curveball, and it's even up 1-1. Whitaker playing relatively deep in left field. Big hole up the middle, and Ralph likes to go there. 1-1. Check swing, but a called strike two. Came around with the wrists, but not the bat. Or at least with the fists, not the wrists. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Ralph, dangerous no matter what the count. We'll hang in there for you. Lots of time taken by Schauber. Pitch in the dirt. And it's a ball evening it up at 2-2. Mitch Schauber is 6'4", 200-pound freshman from Shawnee Mission, Kansas. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 down. Nobody on. Dick swings and misses for strike three. So, despite his high ERA, Vince Schauber is coming on strong for the Hurricanes. And the Devils go down in order in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of 6.5 innings of play, the Devils 9, the Hurricanes 3. On line. Well, you got 4 hits here. Hey, we're back. And for the Hurricanes, it is the leadoff batter, Roger Whitaker, a single in 3 trips. As Tulsa comes to bat in the bottom of the seventh. First time he will face Larry Gura, who is in relief of Ken Hansen. Gura ready. Swung on a miss on a curveball way out in front, and it's even up at 1-2. 8,693 fans at tonight's game, and that's the largest crowd thus far in the World Series. A pop-up to the right side. Lenny Randle calling for it and has it for out number one. 45,441 fans have attended this College World Series over a period of 8 sessions. They are about 3,500 off their figure of last year. Pitch. Called strike a fastball to Tommy Jenkins. hitless in two trips, walked in the third. Left-handed batting center field. Gurr, the left-hander, with the windup. Delivers. Curveball is high, and it's even up 1-1. This game should end as it stands with the Devils ahead. Both teams would remain in the tournament, and there would be a flip at the end of the game. Swing and a miss by Jenkins, and it's a ball and two strikes. One of three teams, Arizona State, Tulsa, and New York University, would draw a bye for tomorrow. Gurr is ready. 1-2 pitch. Swung and a miss for strike three. That's the sixth strikeout for Gurr, and 10 Tulsans have hit the dirt. Hanson got five, and Gurr five. There are two away in the seventh, and Les Rogers, who came up with a very timely double to drive in two of the Tulsa runs back in the fifth inning, steps in. He was hit by a pitch ball in the first, hit into a double play in the third, and ends up. Swung and fouled back to the screen. It's a strike. One of the better collegiate ball players in the nation, a good defensive third baseman, and hitting over 400 for the season in some 40-odd games. Pitch by Gurr. A shot right at Jeff Osborne, and he grabs it going to the line. That ball looked for a moment like it might be extra base written on it, but Osborne got to it as he went to the foul line. Right-handed hitting Rogers went right down the right field line, and the Tulsans are put out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of seven complete. The Sun Devils of Arizona State, 9. The Hurricanes of Tulsa, 3.
From Tulsa, KVOO, KRMG, and from Phoenix, KOOL.
Hey, we got a plug. Public service, or the public service. A television-oriented man, the public address announcer, has announced that the games are being sent back to Tulsa and Phoenix, respectively. And, of course, hopefully we'll be able to let all you fans see this action on television when we simulcast tomorrow and Friday's games. First pitch to John Donacek, the leadoff batter for the Devils in the eighth, is a ball outside. Donacek, two doubles and a single in four trips. A great night. Vince Shauver, the fourth pitcher, fires. Check swing, but it's a strike anyway, and the count is even 1-1. 9-3, the Devils are leading it. Devils picked up a double play tonight and have six to lead all teams in that category. Donacek raised his average to .343. 1-1 pitch coming. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Stolen bases as unofficially, there were 12, and Arizona State has 8 of them, and of those 8, Roger Dedder has 5, which is a new College World Series record. There are 6 home runs. There are 7 home runs now, and the Devils have one of those as well in P.R. Powell's blast back in the 6th inning. 2 balls and 2 strikes to John. Vince Shauver taking plenty of time. Has what he wants. From catcher Bobby Murphy, delivers, fly ball, that ball is out of here for a home run. John Donacek's 8th home run of the year, and the Devils lead in the ball game by the score of 10-3. That was hit number 14 by the Devils, and Paul Ray Powell, who hit one out back in the 6th inning, steps in. Shauver delivers, it's in the dirt, bounces all the way back to the screen, ball one. That ball cleared the right center field fence 380 feet away over the clock. A good blast by Donacek on a 2-2 pitch. 10-3. Paul Ray standing in. Here comes the one ball pitch. Inside corner, called strike one. PR, a single in three, a home run in three trips, and walked in the first and scored a run. A ball and a strike. Right-hander Vince Shauver into the windup. Delivers. Inside, Paul Ray jumps out of there, and he's quick to do so. He got hit back earlier in the week on the left knee, but ran it out. It's a 2 balls and 1 strike. Billy Joe Cotton in his Line shot to left field, but right at the left fielder, Johnny Whitaker, and he had to jump up to get it. Paul Ray really hit that one on the nose, but right at Ralph Whitaker, and he had to jump up, and he's still about 350 feet away.
Whee!
Really tight. One away. And Billy Joe cut. Two for three and a walk. Scored one. And a line drive to the shortstop. There's a hit ball into short right field. Going to drop in there for a base hit. And Billy Joe has his third hit of the evening. Three for four and a walk. The Devils have a runner on. And the batter will be Jeff Osborne. Hit number 15 for the Devils tonight. The second hit off of Schauber. Osborne is two for four himself, a double and a single. There is a right-hander warming up in the bullpen for Tulsa. We'll try to check his number for you. Schauber looking down for the sign. Osborne left-handed batter steps in. Here's the pitch. In the dirt ball.